Today we continue with lesson number 27 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim. We are at the last two Mishnayos of Perek Zayin, the seventh Perek, the eighth and ninth Mishnayos. Since back in Mishnah 7, which we studied yesterday, we raised the issue of a person who prohibits himself from deriving benefit from his wife's ma'asei yodayim, from his wife's productions. So here we're going further into some of these domestic nedarim, nedarim which a man makes relative to his wife. The Mishnah says, Sha'at oso eini ochel ad ha-pesach. That which you make, which you produce, bake, build, cook, grow, I'm not going to eat it until Pesach. Until Pesach. Or, Sha'at oso eini miskase ad ha-pesach. That the clothing that you might produce, sew or knit or whatever, weave, I'm not going to wear it until Pesach. Also so lifnei ha-pesach. So even that though she cooked the food or fashioned the clothing before Pesach, no matter. It's only until Pesach that he can't derive benefit from what she made. However, after Pesach, mutar le'echol u'lehiskasos achar ha-Pesach. The neder was given a time limit. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to wear it until Pesach. Once Pesach comes, no matter when, even prior to Pesach, that the stuff was cooked or made or fashioned, he can wear it or eat it after Pesach. The zman of Pesach is only a limit until when he is osur. After that time, he is mutar. But suppose he says, Sha'at oso ad ha-pesach eini ochel, anything that you make, between now and Pesach, I'm not going to eat. V'sha'at oso ad ha-pesach eini miskase. Anything which you weave or knit or sew, between now and Pesach, I'm not going to wear it. Then, also so lefnei ha-pesach, anything that she cooked or made, produced before Pesach is osur, osur forever, osur le'echol u'lehiskasos achar ha-Pesach, because the vow is not directed to the limit of the extent or the duration of the neder. Rather, the time which is being given here until Pesach is specifying what is being osur, and he's saying what is being osur is the clothing that you make between now and Pesach. What is being osur is the food which you prepare between now and Pesach. The Mishnah continues with Mishnah Tetz. And Mishnah Tetz is a bit more complex, because in Mishnah Tetz we have a neder, a vow, and a tnai, a condition upon which the vow is contingent. So, the person says, Sha'at nehenes li ad ha-pesach. All that I have, I am placing under a vow that you can't have hano'ah from any of my thing, my money, my house, my furniture, my food, between now and Pesach. That's the neder. Im te'elchi leveis avich ad hachog. If you go to your father's house between now and Sukkos. So he made this neder, let's say, Hanukkah time, after Sukkos. And he says, you cannot get Hanoah from me until Pesach. If you go to your father's house between now and this coming Sukkos, which is, of course, after Pesach. So, the Zman Ho'isur, the time that she is also to have Hanoah from his belongings, is shorter, is only until Pesach. Shorter or earlier than the Zman of the Tnai. The Tnai extends beyond Pesach up until Sukkos. So, Holcho lifnei ha-Pesach, if she does go to her father's house before Pesach, so she was Mekayim the Tnai, neder is now in effect, she went against his will to her father's house, the Tanai is done, the neder kicks in, asuro b'hano osa ad ha-Pesach, and therefore she is prohibited from getting benefit from his belongings until Pesach, because the Tanai was niskayim, and the neder was chal. But after Pesach, no problem, because the zman ha-isur, the duration of the neder, is only until Pesach. So after Pesach, she can get hanor from his belongings. But suppose, achar ha-Pesach, she received hanor from her husband until Pesach, and she didn't go to her father. So Pesach comes around, everything's hunky-dory. She didn't go against his will to her father, and she was able to derive benefit from him up until Pesach. But now, a couple of days after Pesach, she takes a trip to her father. Now the Tanai is Niskayim. And retroactively, all the Hanor that she got before Pesach now becomes Asura, becomes Asur to her, because she has been Mekayim the Tanai. That Tanai was fulfilled, so to speak. She went to her father's house, and now the Isur kicks in retroactively. What are you going to do about retroactively? She already ate whatever she ate and got all the benefits she could get before Pesach. So the Mishnah says that Belo Yachel Devoro. What does that mean? That means that she is really, after Pesach, under a kind of an injunction, don't go to your father's house, because if you do go, you have retroactively broken your neder, violated the vow, lemafreya, retroactively. The Gemara says that what it means here, below yachel devoro, is that there is an iser derabonon for her to get any benefit from her husband's belongings before Pesach, lest she go after Pesach to her father's house, the process fulfill the Tanai, upon which a neder was contingent, and the neder will kick in. So the statement, according to the Gemara, of the Lo Yachel Devoro means that during the time before Pesach, she is under a rabbinic, a rabbonon, Lo Yachel Devoro, not to get any hana'ah from him before Pesach, this is man ho'isur, lest after Pesach she is mekayem, or strictly speaking, mekayemes the Tanai. Suppose, sha'at nehenes li ad hachag, he's saying it's now Chanukah time, and he says, I don't want you getting any hana'ah from now until this coming Sukkos, 8 months or 10 months away. If you go to your father's house between now and Pesach. So here, the duration of the Tanai is only until Pesach. The Zman Ho'isur is way past Pesach, through the summer to the next Sukkos. So this is pretty simple. For Hol Chol Ifnei HaPesach, if she goes to her father's house before Pesach, fulfilling the Tanai, so then the Neder kicks in, Asuro Bahan also Ad HaChog, Umuteres lelech achar ha-Pesach. She can't get Hanor until Sukkos, but she can go after Pesach to her father, because he never prohibited her from going to her father after Pesach. He only said, Im telchi leveis avich ad ha-Pesach. So, one of the things we see, of course, is that these domestic squabbles that sometimes are typical nowadays, too, this is not a new story. Even in the time of the Mishnah, there were these things going on between husband and wife, and vows were made by the husband or by the wife. This is one of the reasons, of course, that the Chazal frown upon people making the Dorim, because so often the Dorim are made for very, very improper reasons, for arguments and squabbles and strife between husband and wife, or between one person and another. In any case, we have now finished Perek Zayin. We've concluded the whole seventh Perek, and in the process completed lesson number 27.